This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30, that baby of mine.
All right, it's the fourth hour. He's heard Paul Joseph Watson. Lots of good points. Had to tune into that one for sure. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. I'll be with you for the rest of the hour, and we've got a lot to talk about. I've got some news here today that's going to be very, very interesting. Also, we've got Joe Biggs coming up at the bottom of the hour. And we're going to play a special report in which he talks to a U.S. Navy SEAL. It kind of ties in with this article from the mainstream media. We could have been there. Scott, squadron member speaks out on stalled Benghazi response, says he got a real-world mission was going down, and really, he could have been there, he could have done something, but of course, that was not the case. Well, Joe Biggs hung out with the U.S. Navy SEAL. It's got a lot of insight on the issue. And it's a really, really good report. I'm excited to see all of it. I got to see a preview of it. So we're going to play that at the bottom of the hour. And he's going to come on and break it down a little bit and discuss it. So don't miss that. It's coming up in the next couple segments. Also, we're going to talk about five banks sued in U.S. for rigging $9 trillion agency bond market. Basically how they screwed the American people. Five major banks and four traders were sued on Wednesday in a private U.S. lawsuit claiming they conspired to rig prices worldwide in a more than $9 trillion market for bonds issued by government-linked organizations and agencies. Who would imagine that the banks would possibly do anything for profit and gain that might not benefit the people of the United States? And who would imagine that there could be some correspondence between government regulatory agencies and banks? It's almost like there's corruption or something going on. That is bizarre. And it reminds me of some stories we're also going to talk about, like why should taxpayers give banks $83 billion a year? And virtually all of the big banks' profit come from taxpayer bailouts and subsidies. So, you know, that's something we talked about. Now, I remember talking about that stuff in like 2013. Turns out the banks basically would break even without some of these bailouts. But we give them billions of dollars in taxpayer funding so they can make a profit because they got to pay their CEOs and they got to pay their executives. They got to make a profit. We're also going to talk about McDonald's fish scandal that just came out. Basically, leaked New Zealand government memo cast serious doubts on the sustainability of fish that were used in McDonald's restaurants. But it's kind of a very low statement. It sounds a lot worse than that. I read into it. Document shows the government was aware of made-up data and illegal practices such as dumping out vast quantities of unwanted fish and threatening the world's rarest dolphin. So they say that McDonald's was aware of that. Talk about that. Also going to talk about this merger that might take place. Bayer Pharmaceutical wants to buy Monsanto, everybody's favorite company. And we'll talk a little bit about why I think that's happening and why I've talked about that for years. I think biopharmaceutical crops are the new thing. They've talked about it for 20 years, and they definitely want to go into a world in which we can grow our pharmaceuticals in the fields and genetically engineer certain crops to act as pharmaceuticals. So lots of interesting stuff on that. Illinois House passes marijuana decriminalization bill and much, much more. Now, to go out, I think it's a 30-second video. I just want to highlight some points that Watson was making about the ridiculousness of political correctness. I'm going to play this old video from 2014 by one of the engineers of Common Core, if we have it queued up, no worries, where he talks about that he basically designed Common Core to end white privilege. Let's go ahead and play that video.
And it's for now, David and Bill.
Just interested to teach you how to write the standards. And the reason why I helped write the standards and the reason why I am here today is that as a white male in society, I am given a lot of privilege that I didn't earn. And as a result, I think it's really important that all kids get an equal opportunity to learn how to read. As a result of who I was, not being a choice of mine. And when I walk into places like Roberto Clemente High School in West Side of Chicago, I think it's really important that those kids learn how to read just as well as I have the opportunity to read. And creating an equitable educational opportunity for all kids, I think this is a actually the greatest of us lesson we can teach our kids.
So there you go. Just a little bit of that video. One of the engineers of Common Core saying he did it really to end white privilege. Anyway, we'll be right back. Lots of news. And at the bottom of the hour, Joe Biggs' special report with the U.S. Navy SEAL. Don't miss it. Be right back.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
Most transparent administration in history. And I can document how that is the case.
American journalists at a media event have criticized the U.S. administration over transparency issues.
We cover what we are allowed to cover.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Information management has become so sophisticated, every administration learns from the previous one.
I've got a pen and I've got a phone.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president.
What do you say to someone who believes the president took action to change the law?
We did not change the law. We acted within the law.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, there we go. Breaking the law. A lot of people like to do that. A lot of people in high positions. And if you think about it, it makes sense, doesn't it? The most ruthless, often sociopathic people tend to climb to the top because they're willing to do more. They're willing to forbid social norms and morals and other constraints and do whatever is necessary to get to the top. And it's a very sad reality. You know, I had to go suit up here, right? Got my suit on for TV viewers, my jacket rather. because we're going to get into some more news here. And Joe Biggs is coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about his special report that we're going to play for the first time, where he hangs out with a U.S. Navy SEAL and gets some really, really cool inside information. But first of all, we're going to talk about this story today, which I think is one of the biggest stories of the day for sure, if not in a very long time. Five banks sued in U.S. for rigging $9 trillion agency bond market. We talked about this a little bit before, if you're listening last segment. Five major banks and four traders were sued on Wednesday in a private U.S. lawsuit claiming they conspired to rig prices worldwide in a more than $9 trillion market for bonds issued by government-linked organizations and agencies. Bank of America, Credit Agricole S.A., Credit Suisse Group, all the bunch of the banks, were accused of secretly agreeing to widen the bid-ask spreads they quoted customers of supernatural sub-sovereign and agency bonds. Lawsuit filed in Manhattan federal court by the Boston Retirement System said the collusion dates to at least 2005, was conducted through chat rooms and instant messaging and caused investors to overpay for bonds they bought or accept low prices for bonds they sold. And yes, I didn't get the exact terminology on some of those words. I'm bad and discredited completely and don't listen to anything I say. But look at this part. They were speaking in chat rooms and instant messaging and talking how they caused investors to overpay for bonds. So you think about $9 trillion, right? Just try and visualize $9 trillion. You most certainly cannot. And it's articles like these that kind of just float away and no one thinks about, because $9 trillion is such an unattainable number. You can't even grasp it. If someone broke into your house, for example, and let's say you had $500 cash stored under your bed, and they broke into your house and stole the $500, like the cash, they ripped through your sheets or whatever, they stole the cash and ran away, you'd probably be really mad. You'd probably just be really mad. You'd call the police or whatever. They stole my cash, my savings. Maybe it's $1,000. Maybe it's $10,000, right? You'd get pissed off. But $9 trillion, that doesn't seem like a real thing. It's just like in war, if you hear, you know, maybe down the street you hear someone got shot. It's really, really sad. But, oh, you know, a million people died. It doesn't make sense. And that's kind of how they get away with these things, too. Because we're rigging a $9 trillion bond agency market, which doesn't even compute to most people, and I admit I don't fully understand how it works either. That is how real criminals get away with things, the complex things that are going on. And it also reminds me of, touched on this a little bit earlier, why should taxpayers give banks $83 billion a year from Bloomberg? This is one of my favorite stories. Even though it kind of defends the bailouts a little bit, it highlights something. Why are we giving banks $83 billion a year? And here's the key part, as Washington's blog broke it down oh so long ago in 2013. Crazy how the news cycle flies, isn't it? Remember this like it was yesterday. Virtually all the big banks' profit come from taxpayer bailouts and subsidies. The big banks would just about break even in the absence of corporate welfare. The government has propped up the big banks for years through massive, never-ending bailouts and subsidies. Bloomberg noted last year that 77% of J.P. Morgan's net income comes from government subsidies. Bloomberg reported yesterday, and this is the quote from that Bloomberg article I was talking about earlier. What if we told you that by our calculations, the largest U.S. banks aren't really profitable at all? What if billions of dollars they allegedly earn for their shareholders were almost entirely a gift from U.S. taxpayers? Well, it turns out they are. The banks would break even without our gracious help and our gracious lending hand. So instead of someone coming in your house and stealing your $500 cash, like a common criminal or a burglar or a thug or whatever, the big banks, and yes, I understand that at the same time you could call me names and label me because the banks also run this economy and they're propping us up. Yes, but we'll narrow it down instead of the big banks, because that's a big spooky boogeyman, isn't it? How about the people in these organizations, whether it's the government, the for-profit corporations, the banks, even companies like Monsanto? Any company at all, how about that? The people that are nefarious enough to take from everyone else and screw them are the real criminals that you don't see going into your mattress and stealing your money, because it's so complex in the loophole systems. You're not seeing cash withdrawn from your account to go pay $83 billion to the banks for their profits. You're also not seeing the little taxes that are all taken out of everything, like your cell phone bill. If you look at your cell phone bill, it's like, okay, $20 for cell phone service. And it's like, weird tax here, weird tax here, $20 tax, $10 tax, 10 cent tax, just everything. Everything is just weird and taxed, and it's not the guy openly coming into your mattress and stealing your money. But that's how the system works. And slowly it chips away, and you don't see it. You don't have the accounting, the itemized list of all the things that are being taken from you. And ultimately what happens is you wake up with less money, and the bankers make tons of cash, and they don't go to prison. And that is how the system works at the highest levels. But that burglar that goes in and steals a bag of chips or goes into a bank in the old school way with a gun and says, give me your money, banks, you know, or give me your money, goes into your house and takes your money. He's going to go to jail. He's going to go to prison. But you see, this is the new con. This is the new system. This is the new modern way of looting. It's through the very complex loopholes and working with the government agencies that are loving and care about you. Now, look, we've got a video list here. I think what we'll do is cover some more news. And again, Joe Biggs is coming up at the bottom of the hour with a very, very special report with him in a U.S. Navy SEAL. So we should talk about this. Bayer makes takeover offer for agriculture giant Monsanto. German drug and chemical maker Bayer, this is from the BBC, has made a takeover bid for agricultural giant Monsanto in a deal that could create the world's biggest supplier of seeds and pesticides. Oh. Monsanto is known as a specialist in genetically modified crops and also known as many other things by many other people. The offer comes amid a wave of consolidation in the industry with rivals Dow Chemical, DuPont, Syngenta all entering mergers recently. However, any tie-up is likely to depend on regulators' competition concerns. There's no assurance, quote, that any transaction will be entered into our or consummated on or what terms or whatever, Monsanto said in a statement. So look, the thing about Monsanto is, no matter how you want to slice it, no matter how you want to slice the science up and say, well, GMOs, the studies that say they're bad, oh, they've been disproven, whatever, okay, maybe that's fine. Maybe I'm willing to accept that. The glyphosate being ruled as a probable carcinogen by the World Health Organization, everyone freaking out about that, saying it's not true, it's not possible. Glyphosate is most definitely dangerous. I mean, there's no question. Okay, glyphosate's used in Monsanto's Roundup. The guy that said he's going to drink a whole glass of it and, of course, wouldn't do it, I would love to see him drink a glass of it. It's not very healthy. It's a silly thing to say. It's so safe and so amazing. And meanwhile, they're doing things that we don't know the implications of. So the funny thing about the debate on the science is it safe? Is it not safe? Maybe the answer is we have no idea at all. But I'll tell you what is the next level of that. Bayer acquiring Monsanto and biopharmaceutical crop expansion, where they would grow the pharmaceuticals in the crops, which they've already been testing for a very, very long time. But I believe that is why Bayer wants to merge with Monsanto. And not to mention also, even if you get past all the science and stuff, because here's the deal, I'm not a qualified scientist, right? Which people would like to throw out and say, well, you can't even talk about anything. Isn't that funny how people do that, by the way? It's like if you're not a medical doctor, you can't even read research and tell people about it. You're not a doctor. You're not a scientist. You're not qualified to speak in the United States of America. Well, look, because I'm not a doctor or a scientist, sometimes that qualifies me to speak more openly, actually. Sometimes that qualifies me to speak and read things here that are not within my narrowed spectrum, right? But either way, if we're not going to look at any of the science or anything like that, we can look at Monsanto's history and say, well, gee, this seems to be a terrible company. This seems to be a terrible, horrible organization. And we can look at Bayer buying it up and the history of biopharmaceutical crops. Apparently, it's very challenging to say. And we could make a conclusion that, gee, this is probably bad. Probably a merger of two companies that are not going to do much for the safety of public health. Instead, they're probably going to start experimenting with insane things like AIDS vaccine biopharmaceutical crops, which I used to read about the testing on that. Also, McDonald's, another example of these companies that the people in the company don't care about. You know, oh, maybe we shouldn't destroy the world's rarest dolphin and, like, violate all these laws about fishing and threaten everything. It's all about making two more pennies per meal. You see, that's the motto of some of these corporations. It's easier to make two more pennies per meal, which probably equates to $2 million, than it is to actually make it a higher quality product. Even if it's linked to disease and gives you cancer, it's better to make those 2 pennies, because if we changed the ingredients and we made them higher quality, that would cut down the bottom line, and that's so much more important, right? It's insane what you see. It truly is. This is Anthony Gucciardi. This is the Alex Jones Show. The fourth hour will be right back. One more segment of news. And then also we're coming back with Joe Biggs. Next segment, bottom of the hour.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
And I'll tell you what, if you go to InfoWarsLife.com right now, you can get Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine for 20% off. And this is a special that's probably going to run for a week or so. Survival Shield X2 for me is the number one product by InfoWars Life. It's the flagship product. It's the way to go. It is the answer. This is the good halogen. You're getting all of the junk in your body every single time. You're drinking the tap water every single time. You're eating garbage, you know. It's something we can't avoid. Even for me, you know, I try to eat organic and try to be good, but I'm going to have some bad stuff every now and then, and that's healthy. That's fine, okay? But it's a new world we live in where there is toxic junk around every single corner. And Survival Shield X2 Nation 99 for me is, it's my number one pick. It's Alex's number one pick. It's 20% off. Mega, mega sale. And these are not just terms that we use like pitchmen, like mega sale, get there right now, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. No, it's the real deal. It's also on sale. So that's why I'm actually passionate about pushing it, because it's the real deal. And I take it, and I know where it comes from, 7 to 12,000 feet under the Earth's surface. It is the real deal from the purple crystals. I've seen it made. I've seen it done. I've seen it extracted. I've seen the vault of the pure iodine. It is amazing stuff. It really, really is. Now, look, Joe Biggs is going to come up on the next segment and talk about his interview. We're going to premiere it here, actually, for the first time on the fourth hour. With a U.S. Navy SEAL, and he's got a lot of really interesting stuff to say, shooting some guns, having some fun, and Joe Biggs is going to come in and talk about it, intro it on the next segment, and then break it down as well. You know, Kit Daniels just brought this story in for me, and it seems like every time I guest host, I can't help but get into the issue of political correctness. You know why I can't help but get into it? It's because everybody else is talking about it all the time. Meanwhile, you know, Monsanto is about to be bought out by Bayer. I want to have some chat about that, right? The McDonald's fish stuff going on, the $7 trillion that the banks are screwing us out of, that they're getting sued over, or that's the bond amount of $7 trillion, the agency, it's the market itself, but they're screwing us over a lot, and we're paying for their profits, right? But we can't talk about that, because we got to talk about political correctness, because everybody else is talking about it. So we have to talk about it, okay? This is a story he's brought in. 90% of Native Americans not offended by Washington Redskins' name. Poll proves Redskins' debate whipped up by perpetually offended media. Says 90% of Native Americans aren't offended by the Washington Redskins' name, underscoring how the issue has been hyped up by both the perpetually offended media and politicians trying to control free speech. The Washington Post, a liberal newspaper, conducted a poll of over 500 Native Americans across the country and found that the general population is more concerned about the so-called racist Redskins than the group the team is supposedly offending. Even more, of the Native Americans who identified as being liberal, 80% of them called the name inoffensive. And giving the poll more credibility, a 2014 ESPN poll found that only 23% of the population supported a name change, and it's likely only a small percentage of that 23% were Native American. Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's why this is important. It's not because I'm not even going to talk about whether it's racist or not. Maybe it is racist. Maybe it is. Maybe it's highly racist. Maybe it should be changed. Right? You didn't expect me to say that, but here's what I'm going to tell you. No one actually cares, you see? But when they make it a big story, oh, the Redskins are so racist, and the media, which is a huge, weird irony, just, it's like all these white people actually talking about how racist other white people are and how Native Americans are offended. White people talking about how Native Americans are so offended. That's actually racist to just talk about, oh, the poor Native Americans. That is racism. And to turn it up and just churn and churn and churn and churn and churn. Notice how political correctness, it's like there's no actual ammunition. There's no one actually cares about anything that's going on that they make the number one thing. And then they just make it number one. Like, people care about this. This is the biggest problem right now. These bathrooms. Oh, my God, everyone cares so much. And then the hype train builds. Still, people don't really care, but they feel like they have to act like they do or else they're bad people because the media is like, oh, my God, the Redskins, we need to, like, crucify whoever made that. And if you say, who cares, then you're bad. Oh, my God. But even the Native Americans that are supposedly so offended by this don't care. 90% of Native Americans are not offended by Washington Redskins' name. You know what it does? It pulls the facade away, the big curtain. Oh, wow, look, the media's got nothing there. They've got nothing. They've got a 10-year-old on a computer in the back. That's their, like, hype engine, okay? They've got nothing. They've got no power. It's all just made-up junk. They try to control the narrative. You don't have to buy into it. It's like a door-to-door salesman. Hello, can I control your narrative today? You should be upset about this. The Redskins are racist. Agreed? They're like, no soliciting, please. Get away from me. I have my own brain. I don't have to listen to just what you say. All right, we'll be back with Joe Biggs and his U.S. Navy SEAL report. Thanks so much for watching. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and I'm here with Joe Biggs. And he's got a special report we're going to premiere for the first time here about... So tell us what it's about.
So yesterday I had the opportunity to talk to former Navy SEAL Carl Higbee and really interview him about what his book's about, Enemies Foreign and Domestic. He's actually the guy who captured the Butcher of Fallujah, the bad guy that you saw in the movie American Sniper. And then we're also able to talk and discuss about political correctness in the military and how that's really changing special operations and regular ground forces here, because you have these commanders who've kind of been hijacked, taken over by the Obama administration, and made them really weak. And now it's affecting our troops, and eventually it's going to affect our special operations. So let's go ahead and go to that clip. This is an awesome interview. Can't wait for you guys to see it.
And welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Joe Biggs. And joining me today, former Navy SEAL Carl Higbee. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, thanks for having me back on.
Hey, so I wanted to talk to you more in depth this time about your book, Enemies Foreign and Domestic, A SEAL Story.
Did you want to go into the operation or the Butcher Fallujah first?
Yeah, let's go into the Butcher Fallujah first. I think that'd be a good one.
All right, so this guy, everybody knows that they've seen American Sniper. Scott McEwen, the author of American Sniper, wrote my foreword to this book. And this guy is featured in that movie as the Butcher. Now, he was a bad dude. We've been looking for him for quite some time. One of our officers, our SEAL officers, actually found him, which was miraculous. We surveilled him for a little while. We got finally got approval to go get this bad guy, because up to that point, our chain of command had been denying us the ability to go get almost any terrorist we put on the target deck. We found him, went to prosecute him, flawless operation, kicked in the door in the middle of the night. He had a gun on target. The hero of the op, Matt McCabe, was able to subdue him and without a shot fired, because, you know, you never want to fire a shot because it wakes up the whole neighborhood and now you're in a big gunfight. And so we got him down, not a scratch on him. We bring him back to base, put him in the Connex box, which was our detention facility, under the supervision of a master at arms, which is an MP, a military police. And he left his post. And during that time, this terrorist, Abid Asham, he bit his lip, as testified by an oral surgeon, spit blood on himself, and claimed we abused him.
Yeah, that kind of stuff happens. I mean, what's going through your mind, though? I mean, you get called out. You find out that you're going to be part of this mission, one of the most wanted men in the Middle East at that time. You know, what's going through your mind? What are your emotions? I mean, your heart's got to be pumping. You've got to be super excited to be part of something like this, to take out someone who has been killing a lot of people, right?
Right, and absolutely. And that was why we actually put a number of attempted operations against this guy in the past, and our chain of command had shot it down. And now we were so 100% sure, we went above our chain of command and submitted this. So it was a great thing to be a part of. I mean, we as a team, we worked incredibly well together. We prosecuted the target. We brought him back without a shot fired. By all intents and purposes, it was a flawless operation.
Now, did you guys ever have Chris Kyle covering you on some of these missions? Did you guys ever have any connection with him at all when you were deployed?
Not this deployment. My first deployment in 2007, we were there at the same time together. So we didn't directly work together on any specific operations, but we worked in the same theater. Yeah, and I'll talk a little bit about the same thing I talked about in my book, is that we were spinning on the tarmac with the helicopters for about 2.5 hours because we actually had a radio problem. The radios weren't working properly. So we were able to jerry-rig something that was good enough to get us off the ground. So we had three Blackhawks, or HH-60s. We went out and we inserted in probably about 5 clicks south of the target. Click is a kilometer. And humped our way in there with a couple Iraqis on the team and a couple SEALs, and made it in. We got to a berm, which was outside. I mean, this place was like a fortified compound. It was unbelievable. It looked like it was like a military project administration sort of thing. Berms and lights facing outward all the way around with like what looked to be dug as a moat. So we had to cross through all that, get through the lights. We actually found the one spot where there were no lights, and our point man got us in, you know, very, very well. And then we navigated our way into the target building, which was in the center of a multi-block complex. So we had to go through the entire town, bounding over watch, you know, one by one, two by two, just so we wouldn't get spotted or seen, even though it was 2 or 3 in the morning. So we, as we got to the target, we stacked outside the door. I was controlling all the air assets for infill, exfill, and as well as if we needed to call in bombs or call for fire from an AC-130 or a drone or fast movers, whatever it may be. And kicked in the door, came in. Matt McCabe, as I said, the guy who actually apprehended him, he came in the door first in his bedroom. The guy picked up a gun, and Matt was able to wrestle him to the ground before he was able to get up a shot. And from then on, we secured the target, did our search, and were out of there before anybody knew we were even there.
So I've got a few questions. I mean, we have a military that is changing so quickly right now. We have standards dropping. We have people getting injured from standards dropping. We have the possibility of more people getting injured from standards being dropped in special operations. And the fact that we now have women being brought into combat roles and leadership positions in combat roles like Rangers and things like that. What do you think about the state of our military right now with the regular Army dropping standards and how that could affect the future dropping of standards in special operations?
Well, I don't understand why they would ever drop standards. You know, the enemy does not drop their standards at all to fight us. So the fact that there are different standards to me is just absolutely incredible because it's, you know, you have to all fight the same war on the same battlefield with the same weapons and the same gear as everyone else. So why are there age standards? Why are there gender standards? The military is not a social experiment. Our senior military leaders may have forgotten this, but the soldier's primary job is to put bullets in bad guys. And if you want to make it a social experiment, go work for the ACLU or the Union or something else that not the military, because it's going to get people killed. And when you have margins that are so razor thin, there's no room to play around with what genders can be in there and what new rules of engagement you can impose. You just got to let a soldier be a soldier, and that's to kill bad guys.
You know, what a lot of people are very interested in SEALs. What was the training like for you? How was Buds? How was it going through that experience and then finally making it to a team and then getting that elite level to be able to carry out missions?
Well, I'll tell you, it was such an honor to me. I mean, to be standing among some of the best men this country's ever seen was a real humbling experience. And when I went through Buds, I wasn't the, you know, biggest, fastest, strongest, or best guy there, but I was part of a great team. And, being with those guys elevated me immensely. And I think, you know, we all fed off each other. But to be able to stand and say, like, I did that is truly a humbling experience. You know, the way I see it is I was getting paid a fairly decent salary to work out on the beach in Coronado with a bunch of my friends. I mean, you don't get much better than that. I mean, sure, there were times where it was awful and miserable, but quitting is never – I was a high school and college wrestler, and most guys were, you know, high-caliber collegiate athletes at one point or another. And nobody who ever made it through, I don't think, had any reservations or ever thoughts of quitting ever.
Well, let's get into some more of the book. You know, at the beginning of the book, I like how you kind of put down your oath again to your enlistment, you know, the oath you took while you were in the military, and showing people when they read this book that you still have a continuation of that oath now that you're out, you're a civilian. Tell us about that, what that means to you, the Constitution.
Well, I think when you take an oath to join the military, it's an oath not only to your country and team and teammate, but it's an oath to yourself. And I see the local and the recent erosion of rights by local government and federal government upon, you know, ordinary citizens. I mean, think about this, Joe. 250 years ago, we fought the Revolutionary War over a 2% tax hike in a breakfast beverage, tea. Okay? You think our founding fathers would have stood for any of the crap that's going on now coming from this administration, forced to buy health insurance, you know, highest number of people out of the federal workforce, you had 50% of the country receiving some sort of entitlement benefit on the backs of the others who work. They wouldn't have stood for this one bit. And, you know, your oath of enlistment goes to the country and Constitution even beyond your military service. And if you're not standing up for what your country was founded on, you're part of the problem.
Exactly. President Barack Obama actually came out today and said, under his time as the president, the country has gotten better. And I highly disagree with that. Well, I want to get more to what we kind of talked to briefly in this first segment earlier about the changing of the military. You know, we have three deaths linked to recent Navy SEAL training classes. And my fear is due to this entire PC nature that we have right now, the fact that we have a leadership now that is actually following this political correct lifestyle all of a sudden, I have a fear that there's going to end up being a drop in standards in SEAL training, in SF training as far as Green Berets, Rangers, things like that. And that's going to affect our future missions when we try to go out after these bad guys. Because like you said earlier, the enemy doesn't drop their standards. But for some reason, our leadership is having us do this. Now, why do you think some of these deaths are happening? And do you think that it could eventually get to a point where they might start dropping standards for these elite soldiers?
Well, there was a phase where they did drop standards in Buds, and they've since corrected it for the most part. But what's wrong now is you have a politically correct push within the military, and a lot of good SEALs are getting out. They just can't put up with the rules of engagement anymore. They can't put up with the BS. That's not what they joined for. So they're losing good guys, and Congress and other military leaders have mandated more SEALs be put in. So what you have is you have, well, great men and women, no doubt, they're being pushed into training now that maybe they shouldn't be in. Maybe the screening process has gotten slightly more lenient. Maybe the initial screening process should be more stringent as it was when I went through. It was almost impossible to qualify for these things with all the tests. I mean, if you had flat feet, you couldn't get in. Now they've relaxed, not necessarily the physical standard, but the criteria in order to make the cut. And then what's happening is these guys, who are still great men, women, are going through training, and now they're getting hurt in training. They're getting, you know, and there are some statistics that support the opposite of this, but I mean, as you're seeing in the press, guys are dying in training. And the fact is that these people aren't screened as well as they used to be, and they're slipping through the cracks. And the problem is also, once you graduate the program, sometimes, occasionally, they're getting to the team, and they're getting further screened, just like as everybody else has, and they're not making the cut there either. So you're still getting the same number of SEALs to a deployable state. You're just losing far more because of politics.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous when you think about it, how they do that stuff. And I mean, yeah, people are going to die in training because, you know, when I was watching the documentary last night about Navy SEALs, they wanted to get that training as close to combat scenarios as possible. That way, when you actually have to go and engage in that atmosphere, that you would be at that tier one level ready to operate, you know, and, you know, it's unfortunate it does happen, but I want to get your opinion on something else. Air Force General is first woman at top tier U.S. Combat Command. You know, this has been a big topic across the country the past few weeks. You know, Michael Savage, I've seen it on Fox, other stations as well, where people are concerned about women being put in combat roles and then also without any combat experience taking these leadership positions as well and leading elite soldiers into these combat missions. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that the issue here is you have a woman now in charge of a combat unit, but women haven't been allowed in combat for long enough for her to have the experience to run a combat operation. So I think that it's putting our troops at a detriment here. And look, you have the don't ask, don't tell policy, which destabilized a large number of people in the military. I mean, if I was commander-in-chief today, I would not reinstitute the don't ask, don't tell because it would add more instability. But I wouldn't have taken it out in the first place. And that's what you have is this social experiment where everyone's equal and everybody gets their own way to do things. You can wear a turban now. Women can be in combat. There'll be SEALs. The problem is you're destabilizing a thing where it's where the margins are so razor thin, and it's just not worth it.
I mean, I feel like it's a psychological thing. You know, when you have men who have trained their entire lives, who have held themselves to that high standard, who have fought day in and day out, you know, beaten their bodies, suppressed their emotions from combat, and to go out here and then to almost feel like they're being used, like you said earlier, as they're part of a social experiment, that's going to have a huge psychological toll on these elite soldiers as well.
A massive psychological toll. And the other thing, too, is the same groups that are advocating for equal women's rights and equal everything, equal everybody, are the same people who are now complaining because they're considering putting women in for the draft. Now, if women are truly equal, why do we have, you know, why do we have different standards? Why do we have them not registered for the draft? Why do we have male and female sports team? If everybody's equal, let's just make it all equal across the board. But the fact is, we're not. And I know that some feminists out there are going to freak out, but the fact of the matter is some women, most women, are not as strong as most men. And that's just science. It's not like I could physically not birth a baby. You know, that is the reality of it. But the, you cannot start making social experiments out of the one force that is responsible, solely responsible for the entire defense of the United States and our way of life.
Yeah, what do you think that the enemy is doing right now, sitting over there? There's enemy here, obviously, and there's enemies over there overseas as well in the pond, over in theater. What do you think they're thinking about us right now when they see men identifying as women so they can go use the women's restroom, or a white woman like Rachel Dolezal who identifies as a black female? You know, I think if she can identify as a black female and we can all have to walk around and say that she's an African-American, that she should be able to get reparations for slavery.
Well, I tell you what, if I could say anything to those guys overseas laughing at us, I'm a white American that identifies as the person who's going to kick your ass. So we can put that any way you want. But they're laughing at this. I mean, it's disgusting.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, we could pull up articles, you know, day in and day out where I can't remember what it was. I think it was about 8 months ago. There was an article in the Military Times or the Army Times where they showed soldiers in red high heels marching down the road to see what it was like to walk a day in the, you know, in women's shoes or whatever. You know, ISIS, All these people, communists overseas who hate us, hate our freedom, hate what we represent, hate everything about America, are looking at these articles. They see the same stuff that we're seeing, and they're laughing, and they're sitting there going, all right, this is too easy. Let's plan our next move. And we saw what happened in Paris. We saw what happened in San Bernardino. We know that our southern borders are wide open. We know there's a good chance that there is ISIS already down there. I went down to El Paso and actually crossed over into Juarez and went over to Anapra by myself to investigate some Judicial Watch reports about ISIS training camps. Well, thank you for coming on again. Once again, Carl Higbee, former Navy SEAL, author of Enemies Foreign and Domestic, a SEAL story, co-author Brandon Caro, who actually wrote his own book, The Old Silk Road. And thanks for joining us tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Joe Biggs.
That's right. Joe Biggs is right here as well.
Roger that.
And, Joe, what are some afterthoughts on the interview now that we're live on air? Anything you want to add?
I mean, like you said, the big thing is what he was saying is this is a social experiment that's going on. We are playing games with our elite soldiers and our regular soldiers as well. It's a psychological game that's really going to have some bad after effects down the road because we know our enemy doesn't drop their standards. We know our enemy is watching everything we do. They watch the news just like us. You know, when they were going after Saddam and raiding after his sons, those guys were watching CNN just well. They knew troops were coming. You know, so they see that we have soldiers walking around in red high heels. We have them doing all this political correctness BS that's just out of control. Like you said, our job is to put bullets in bad guys, plain and simple. That's it. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it to keep this country safe and to make sure that the Constitution's still there and uphold that.
So it's kind of like the opposite of propaganda. Instead of intimidating your enemies and striking fear into their hearts, it's making them laugh at you. That's a good tactic, right? Well, hey, we'll be right back. One more segment with Joe Biggs. This is the fourth hour. Much more to come.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, big. Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
We are back. And we just saw on Drudge Report on the right side. We're going to pull it up right now. What's the title, Joe? It's
Oh, get ready for this one, guys. Can white kids grow up to be black? Some preschoolers think so. Look, you're a preschooler. You don't know what the hell you want for lunch. You can't tie your own shoes. But you think that you can be black as a white kid.
And we know why that's happening. And we're going to talk about that. First, I want to remind you at InfoWarsLife.com, Survival Shield X2. It's 20% off. It's a game-changing product. Nascent iodine, it's what you need. It's a good halogen. Without iodine, very bad things happen. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. This is not some joke. This is not some scam. This is not some fear-mongering BS. Nascent iodine is the real deal. I've seen it made. I've gone to the facility with Dr. Group. I've seen the curation process from 12,000 feet below the Earth's surface with the purple iodine crystals that are extracted. He is neurotic and obsessive about his quality to the point where it actually annoys me. It's the real deal, okay? And Survival Shield X2, the flagship product, is 20% off for a limited time or until it sells out. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and check that out. Now, we talked earlier about this article Kit just gave me. 90% of Native Americans not offended by Washington Redskins' name. And now this article, I guess preschool kids think that the white kids can grow up to be black. And what's funny to me is that all of this could be solved if we could just go back to kindergarten. And, you know, in kindergarten, the kids play with each other and they don't say weird things like, "You're being racist by smiling at me." That's a reference to, apparently it's a microaggression if you smile at other people, other races or something. It's a new story. So anyway, they don't say things like that. They don't say, like, "You're giving me a microaggression." They just play together. You know, you just sit down and you have fun. It's only when the weird school system comes in and goes, "See him? He's a different color than you. You will like him and you'll respect him. And that one's a different color too. And they look different than you. And that's a male and that's a female. And you will all like each other and you're all equal." It's like, wait a minute. What? You know what's happening. And now this is an example of that PC system going wrong to where the kids think that, I guess, that you can change your race when you get older.
I guess I didn't turn out that way because I was homeschooled, and I didn't go to the brainwashing cycle that is happening right now. But look at this. It says, can a person's race change over time? No, but preschoolers seem to think so. And this is what your job as a parent to do. Hey, snap out of it. No, you're white. You're a white male. You're not going to be black. You're not going to be a black man later on down the road. That doesn't happen. We're not chameleons. We don't change to our environment. You are a white guy. Sorry if you don't like it. But it says, according to a University of Michigan study, white preschoolers often believe a person's race can change over time, and the youngsters even think they can grow up to be black adults.
Well, if you put your mind to it, Joe.
Look, when I have to get on Drudge Report, and the stories are, preschoolers think, white kids think they can be black, and there's a woman eating someone's face. The world's going down.
And it's so funny because all of this is just contrived media BS to where they just push it so hard, like the Redskins thing, when Native Americans has been polled over and over again. They don't care.
Yeah, they're not offended. There's more things to worry about.
There's more things to worry about. There's real life things happening. But instead, it's the wheel. It's the system.
They're more worried about their land being taken.
They're more worried about the things that we're all worried about. The world, the terrible things happening in the world.
Food on their plate.
Not the ridiculous
security
of an NFL team, which, by the way, is also a complete distraction and a joke in itself. So that should be the real discussion, right? But over and over again, we see that, and that's kind of the extreme end of what happens when you take preschoolers and you start educating about political correctness. They don't even know what you're talking about. Then they end up thinking that they can grow up and change their race. That's what happens.
Ridiculous.
The truth is, preschoolers want to get along with each other, and guess what? They're not racist.
Tom, you
breaking
want to be
news,
Tamaya?
Preschoolers are not racist.
Tom, you want to be Tamaya now? That's okay. No, you're Tom. Go throw a football. Put on some shorts. Go run. Go jog. Eat Wheaties. You're not playing with Barbie doll.
Preschoolers are not racist. I'm not racist. I'm Anthony Guicciardi with Joe Biggs. Thanks so much for putting up with our jargon on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Thanks so much.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.